BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, a show where you can air your eBay laundry, sweep away your shipping cares, even vacuum your dusty inventory. Now, actually living in a vacuum, here's Griffin Lee.
I can't compete with that. I'm exhausted just thinking about
that. We have a blast. Doug and Brian.
Yeah.
Betsy and Donna and I sit around when we do these things that you just heard, you know, and write them and send them to the guy to produce. We have the best time putting him down.
Yeah, I mean, all of them. And, you know, me, what do I know? This segment is brought to you by Endesha and Doing Your Dirty Laundry, helping you love the way you ship. You still have time to call us if you like, 888-RADIO-30. You can ask me a question, Lee a question. You can ask Brian a question. You can even ask Big Tech D a question.
That's so Doug. I'd like to mention eBay Open again because we're so close.
We are.
Okay. It's coming up July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And now through May 1st, you can register for the, well, actually April 30th
yes.
is what it is, right? Now through April 30th, you can register for the early bird price of just $295. And it's the seller celebration of the year. There's no doubt about that. Educational, informative, inspirational. Spaces are definitely limited. Griff said that's no kidding. They're
no
limited.
Kidding.
The price goes up May 1st. We heard it was $399. May 1st.
Yeah, and I didn't know if we should say that, but then Jesse said it on the broadcast the other day, right.
So we're saying it.
Yeah.
Got rooms at Mandalay Bay for just $89 per night plus resort fee and taxes. I don't know if you realize how important that negotiation must have been, because it's hard to get that price on a hotel like Mandalay Bay. So you can also, in the same place where you register for the event, you can reserve your room at the Mandalay Bay also. So go to ebayopen.com for details and to register. That's ebayopen.com. And you want to talk about Shine Awards again a little bit for us?
Sure. Here? Happy to.
Let's do that. So what phase are we in right now?
So we are in the phase where today's the day that we will begin to accept submissions.
So where do I go to put in my submission?
So it is at ebay.com / Shine Awards.
With an S on the end.
Correct.
Okay.
And the key thing is today's the day that it starts. The day that submissions must be submitted by is May 10th. So you've got from today through May 10th to, create your submission and then submit it. And encourage you to go out and check out last year's award finalists and winners and 2016 finalists and winners to see what the criteria or what their submission looked like from a winning standpoint.
It was they were all very human. It wasn't I started selling on eBay in 2001 and I became a top rated. It's more than that. It shows something of yourself, the human.
Yes.
Element.
Definitely. And if you think about our marketplace, since day one, it's been about connecting people. And whether it's buyers looking for something that they're looking to collect they have a practical need like a phone, or a seller who's trying to create a business, it's about connecting people.
Most definitely. So that's May 23rd. At May 23rd, you will be announcing the three finalists in each category?
Right. There'll be 15 finalists total.
Okay.
And then the community gets to vote, starting July 2nd through July 18th. So you've got a voice in who wins as well. So important to go out to eBay community, and vote.
So this year, you're going to announce the winner on the second day of the event instead of at the end.
Correct.
Good idea. So we could go learn from them and hug them and, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think that I didn't even think about that aspect of it, but you're absolutely right. I mean,
because last year was, you know, goodbye.
Right, it was kind of the announcement and then all of us off to the party, which was a great party, but.
By the way.
What?
Do we know where the party's going to be yet?
Can't tell you.
You would have to talk to Jesse.
She's not
And she didn't come today. Okay.
Or Liz, but. you forgot to ask Liz that question.
Oh, I did. Oh, darn. I should have asked
But I can
Liz.
Tell you what she would have said.
What would she have said?
Can't tell you. We're still working.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Brooklyn Bowl's fun, though.
Brooklyn Bowl was a lot of fun the last 2 years.
Really?
And if
definitely.
We go back there again, I will not be disappointed.
No.
It is a distance, though. That's something. Yeah. It's farther away, though.
Yeah, I got in an Uber. So, I was there in a few minutes.
You got in an Uber?
I got in an Uber. Or as I said one day, a Uber.
A Uber.
He never let me forget it.
A Uber.
You know, when you get older.
Is that like a Yugo?
If you mispronounce something, it's because you're old.
Is that why?
It couldn't possibly be because you just mispronounced it. So,
well, I never said it was because you were old.
So if you guys are here in the studio, you came down from San Jose, other than Shine Awards and eBay Open, what's going on in your world right now? What are you working on?
So, well, I'll shift gears a little bit to meetups again. So okay. One is going to meetups, but the other thing that we're doing is, we're developing a page so that we can better promote the meetups off the community site. So if anybody who's a listener hasn't gone to community.ebay.com, I encourage you to go there because of the discussion boards and news and links to radio and links to Seller Center and all of those wonderful things. But, we're also developing a page where, if you live in Chicago and you can land on that page and go, oh, I want to connect with other sellers in my location. How do I do that? And so what we want to try and do is bring those meetups onto our platform to make it easier for sellers who are just learning or exploring to connect with experienced sellers who are running these meetups.
Meetups changed community.
Yeah, and I think
because I've watched it.
And the importance of connecting personally, I think, is really important. A lot of times I've talked to sellers over the years, and they might be a sole proprietor, and they just work by themselves in sourcing. And, yeah, they'll have contact with someone on the phone or something, but being able to get out and connect with other people in person is really important.
Yeah, I don't like to when they mess with the word entrepreneur, because I believe that you are an entrepreneur when you have an eBay business, but they call them solopreneurs now.
Oh yeah,
you work at home. I don't like it, but I get what it means.
I haven't heard that one before.
Well, we have mompreneurs. That's actually trademarked. Mm-hmm. What other ones have you heard?
Accidental entrepreneur.
Well, yeah, that's two words. But you can take preneurs and add anything to the front.
But I sort of don't like it because
that sounds horrible.
It somehow, after spending all these years trying to teach people who sell on eBay that they are a business person. They are an entrepreneur. And then to have somebody say solopreneur, it's sort of like I'm not really one. It's the only reason I don't like that.
Yeah, and I think actually you touch on an important thing too, which is anyone selling on eBay really needs to take the mindset of they are a business.
And
think about the end customer as your customer, and think about how you would want to be serviced, or the type of service you would want.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably something that over the years it changes too. It'll constantly evolve because buyer expectations change. But I think it's really important. I like the fact that you refer to anyone selling on the platform as an entrepreneur.
That's it.
I think that's a wonderful.
That's it.
But the challenge, as Lee said, is to get them to start thinking of themselves as entrepreneurs, and that's always been difficult because. We do have people who come to the site with some business background and they're entrepreneurs. We have people who find right off the bat that they have a natural knack for this and they become entrepreneurs. And then we find people who want to do this, but they don't come from a business background and they tend to view their business. They'll say, yeah, I sell things on eBay, but they never really say, I'm a business. I need to think of it as a business through a business lens. And those are the folks I think sometimes that, they really need the help that other sellers can give, eBay can give, the radio show can give, to make them get into that mindset. Because it's really hard to compete and make a living if you're not thinking of yourself as a business.
A lot of people also have issues with how other people feel about what they're doing. We had a woman the other day telling us that as soon as she started, selling on eBay and working from home full time selling on eBay, she had been doing both. Her neighbors started coming over to visit her during the day.
Can
you watch Johnny for me? I have a dental appointment.
Well,
all
you're doing is selling. Yeah.
So, I give them advice, like to put a sign on the door.
Oh, yeah.
If they have people office is open now. Sorry, cannot you know, right. take calls or don't knock or whatever. And to not even answer the phone with your friends, you know, while you're listing or something. Because sometimes they don't have these startup entrepreneurs on eBay. They don't have the people behind them helping them saying, oh, how exciting, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're doing the right. exact opposite. They're saying, oh, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing? And that's actually a really good point, which is you've got to carve out the space and make sure if you're going to be at home and you're doing, it's a job and you have yeah. to treat it like it's your office. Mm-hmm. And
you know, business cards aren't old fashioned still.
Nope.
A good business card to hand to somebody saying that, you know, that you have a business is a good thing too.
And anyone who goes to the meetup tonight, I will prove to them that they're not old fashioned and they could ask me for it and I'll give them mine.
Really?
My business
good
card.
For you.
I don't even have that. Doug, do you have Brian's business?
I do have Brian's business.
Oh,
card.
I feel so.
And I have some of my own that I will happily
I think
pass
I've given
well.
You plenty, Griff. I think you just put them in the circular file.
Yes.
No, I use the backs to write little notes to myself.
You know, what's interesting though too is just to hop in real quick. Like one of the greatest things about eBay for me, besides the inspirational stories and all the people's lives that have been changed, is I'm always inspired that sellers help sellers of their own accord.
Oh yeah.
And the eBay community, I think, is one of the best examples of that. And it's been around forever.
You are so right. They're,
well
in fact,
said.
They want to help each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Coming up next, the closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Don't miss it.
As an eBay seller, you've got a lot to keep up with. That's why it pays to read TameBay. For more than a decade, TameBay has been bringing you daily must-read news from online marketplaces worldwide, and that's just for starters. TameBay also provides how-to guides, up-to-the-minute videos, and insightful ebooks, all with an eye towards enabling you to make your e-commerce business as profitable as possible. Because TameBay founders Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson know firsthand what it takes to succeed on eBay and elsewhere. Sign up for a free membership to access all that TameBay has to offer, including the TameBay Guide, a comprehensive directory of tools and services that can help you sell more online. For up-to-date e-commerce news and content from all around the globe, go to TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
There's more to shipping than just printing out labels. ShipStation knows that, which is why they're all about making end-to-end order fulfillment both faster and easier. ShipStation imports orders directly from eBay and your other selling channels, complete with each item's weight, item number or SKU, product image, and buyer notes. You can process all your shipments through one simple interface, even if you use multiple carriers. You can also print labels in batches, up to hundreds at a time. ShipStation automatically posts the status of every order along with tracking information directly to your store. It emails updates to your customers and leaves them feedback. In fact, ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything. And with ShipStation's mobile app, you can fulfill orders right from your phone. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 440.
So you're selling on eBay and you have an item that's unique. How do you price it? Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Marcia_C. She has this tip for you.
If you're not really hot to sell an item, if it's a one-of-a-kind item, put up the price you think it should sell for and use the make offer option. You can always deal with people. You can always make a deal. You can decline an offer. You can counter offer. And if you turn down an offer or make a counter offer, write a little paragraph. Tell them why you're doing it. Say, hey, shipping on this little tiny item is going to cost me $3.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Lee, our upcoming events calendar is really, really short.
It is really, real. No short jokes, please. It is really, really short.
It's brief.
It's very brief. So let's talk about the most important one right now.
Okay, you do that.
Okay. April 26, 2018, Surfs Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group meetup is tonight, boys and girls. Yes. And it's going to go on from 6:15 to 9 p.m. at Felipe's Pizza Grotto in San Diego, California. And by the way, when you look that up, it says it's the San Diego one, but it's actually in the community of Kearny Mesa in San Diego. The topic, a pizza party with eBay VIPs. You're going to welcome Brian Burke, Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelism, Jim Griffith, Dean of eBay Education, Doug Smith, who's just in charge of everything IT. Community tech manager, actually.
Big D tech.
Yeah.
Bring your questions and your eBay spirit. Cost is $15 cash per person, whether you eat or not. Hey. Spaces are limited, so RSVP ASAP. That's tonight.
Come for the pizza, stay for the party.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then on April 27th, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will take place. That's a Friday, by the way, from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park restaurant. I'll never get over why they call it Eaton Park.
It should be park and eat.
It should be park and go in and sit down and eat and then pay the bill. The topics are e-commerce news and updates. There's a Q&A with two, count them two, featured speakers. There'll be Robin Bird, major account manager for Pitney Bowes, and top-rated seller Dana Crawford. This will be a jam-packed meeting, so RSVP ASAP and plan to arrive early to get a seat.
So we do that at the end of each show. Yeah. We list the usually there are several.
Did you know
several.
That, by the way?
I didn't know that you listed the meetups, all but the meetups, when I heard the Steel City, that's on my short list of ones that I need to get to now that the weather's gotten better.
Well, it's Pittsburgh. Who'd want to miss that? Pittsburgh's a great city.
It's a great city, but better in June or July February.
He's such a California boy now. He is.
Who is?
Where were you raised?
Orange County.
There you go. How about you, Doug?
I was born in New York, and I've lived in California since the early 80s, though.
Really? Where in New York?
Nyack, upstate New York.
Nyack. I know it very well. Yeah.
Hmm.
You know the little, you remember when you used to go over the Tappan Zee Bridge and on the New Jersey side of the river, or the, you know, the west side, there used to be a little stone cottage there, a little stone chapel. Do you remember that?
Nope.
Oh, too bad.
But my mother always says that your great grandfather was foreman of the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
really?
Yours, mine.
Yours.
Yes.
No one knows what happened to my great grandfather. Oh. Well. Apparently, he was a drunk. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Griff, you should tell. That's another radio show.
Gotta write a story. Yeah.
So, guys, so, Brian, tonight, the big pizza party.
Yes.
Surfs Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group meetup tonight. And then where's your next meetup?
So, I will be in New Hampshire. May 15th.
Oh, and Griff, then chance to use your accent.
Yep. Mm. And then Miami on the 19th of May. And then 6th of June, I will be in Chicago. They're always a big group.
Rich and Nyla.
Yep.
When are you going to New Hampshire?
May 15th.
Oh, God, I want to go.
Well, you got a couple weeks to plan.
I know. I'm jonesing for surprise clams. So.
I'd bring them back with them.
I don't think you should bring fried clams back. Right. That wouldn't work. Well, I'm so excited that you guys came today. It's fun.
Thank you for having us in the studio. It's really good to be here as well.
And we want you to come back.
I'll come back.
I will definitely see you in July in Las Vegas. And let's talk about that one more time because Tuesday's the deadline.
Tuesday's the deadline for early bird
registration. Yeah.
Yes. So, to Griff's point, we are way ahead from a registration standpoint compared to last year. And so, you know, take him seriously on the point of, hey, register soon.
So most of our listeners, you know, listen to the archives rather than the live show. And so this will is the gift that we'll keep on giving all weekend.
Absolutely.
As they do their RSS feeds and everything, we'll be reminding them that they need to do it before Tuesday.
And if they think they should apply or know someone who they think should submit a Shine Award, please go out and take a look at ebay.com/Shine Awards for the Shine Awards submission.
And we ask you to please listen or read last year's winners' stories.
Yes.
Because that's going to be, is that on the same page?
If they're not there, then you can see them on the, if you just did a
search. Oh, it says
search,
check out. It says check out last year's eBay Shine Awards winners. It's got Katie Silverberg. It's got Angie Cardona Nelson, Denise Martell, Melissa Crook, Nancy Meyer, and Sierra Brown.
Yes.
Notice something about that list, by the way.
All women.
All women.
Hey.
All women.
All right. Women.
That's because sisters are doing it for themselves.
Well, you know, when you talk about entrepreneurialism, that is an equal playing field.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yes.
But we should also encourage all of the men out there, you know, put together a good submission this year.
Yeah.
Did we have any? Yeah, we had
Were actually some great finalists that were men. They just didn't end up being the winners.
Right. Well, I'm proud of the ladies anyway. And of course, guys, you too. So check it out.
Well,
thank
this
you
has
guys.
Been fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
pizza
very much.
Tonight.
This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. We'll be live again on Tuesday, May 1st with eBay Radio, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. At Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk with Bulk Auctions. You may have heard about Bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods via the pallet or case. Now, meet Bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2. Bulk sends an email saying you won. 3. Pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday starting at noon Eastern Time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's BULQ.com/auctions.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
eBay entrepreneurs, let your business shine. Submit your seller story to the Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's Small Business of the Year, or win $5,000 in one of 5 categories. Share your passion for eBay and tell how it drives your success. Enter now through May 10th at ebay.com/Shine Awards. That's ebay.com/Shine Awards.